This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
What are you laughing at?
What?
Vinny, it's not that hard. Chicken, beef, fish. I make a quick sausage salad.
Oh, sausage
salad. Blow your mind. Mm. Stop being a baby. Easy recipes out there.
Do you like cauliflower and broccoli?
I eat all the stuff. It's finally here, though, the day when I admit I can't eat anything I want anymore.
I'm so sorry.
Ah, screw me.
What? It's Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We have an Alice escape going on right now with Rod Stewart. Jane gets all the good stuff. She's got a couple really good things this week, like Jonas Brothers tickets. And Rod Stewart flyaways to Las Vegas. I mean, who doesn't want to go to Las Vegas? You guys, right? Let's all go. Let's go crash that party. All this week, listen for code words. She's giving them out at 305. It's Jane. Text the code word to our contest line, 20357. You'll be entered for your chance to win a pair of tickets to see Rod Stewart live in Vegas. It's at the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace. I actually think that's where Adele did her That Weekends with Adele thing. It's the big, they have a huge venue there. So, I mean, it's called the Coliseum. It's colossal. So that's October 3rd. It's a 2-night hotel stay, round trip airfare for you and a guest, and then tickets to go see Rod Stewart. If you want my money and you think I'm sexy. Or maybe I sang those backwards. Doesn't really matter though. Okay. We're going to start with this question. I have a question. Would you rather have your hair or a working wiener?
Oh, that's the easiest question in the history
of the
world.
Says the bald guy. Right. But apparently it's not that. What about you? If you were like, all your hair is going to fall out, but.
Oh. I love my hair, but I need my schwanz.
I mean, it's still there.
Yeah, but it doesn't work. What good is it then?
John Leguizamo has chosen his hair, apparently.
He chose hair. Married guy?
It doesn't say. That's a good question. Can you find out if John Leguizamo's married?
Yeah.
He says that he's taking Propecia, and and I don't know. I mean, I've never taken any hair loss drugs or anything, and I have never heard that they cause you to lose wiener control.
There's bad side effects to most of these things that you use.
I hear
use.
These ads for the things that sound,
but
they
man,
sound terrible.
Yeah, he's married, by the way.
And yeah, of course he is.
Yeah.
I don't use it anyway, right? Yeah. I mean, I can hear him saying it. Anyway. Sucks, but, you know. Anyway, I saw Matthew McConaughey is a guy who was going bald and now has a full head of hair. So I don't know what he's taking.
Or if he might have got plugs. There are people who get pretty good.
And that might be it, too. But what I'm saying is these things have gotten really good. Really good. So I would look into Google it. Maybe he's even doing ads or has said what he did, but he was, and there's a lot of guys that you'll see pictures. Elon was bald.
Mm-hmm.
So what's he doing?
Plugs, probably.
Okay. Well, whatever it is.
There are many things you can do though. If you go over to, one of the things, I think I actually picked Liberty to win in my March Madness grid. There's a coach there. His name is Richie McKay. And he's going viral. for his hair loss solution.
Oh, did he paint it?
Yes.
He painted that line on his forehead. Can you scroll that down?
Like, he's a older black guy. His hair actually looks like it would have been fine without the painted on,
you know,
hairline. But it's so solidly painted on.
There are guys that have done this. I think the guy's name was Carlos Boozer. He also was a basketballer that painted his head, and it was so recognized. Like, you just, it's like this one where you go, dude, we can see that.
I wonder if, I've never seen this guy before.
Me
I wouldn't have known who the coach of Liberty was. I wonder if everybody at Liberty is like, yeah, that's what this guy does.
I can imagine that he's a guy sitting there thinking to himself, I'm about to be on national TV a bunch of times for.
Oh, you think it's maybe this was like special occasion?
I hope so.
Shoe polish.
I hope so. But some people struggle with it a lot.
Yeah.
And clearly Leguizamo isn't appreciating the way it looks on camera.
I get, yeah, and I mean, that is
and
his
that's
job.
It. You know, you're being looked at by.
He has a lot of hair. He isn't one of those guys who.
Does he though? Is that?
No,
I'm doubting the whole thing.
You actually think that the top part is sort of like a glue down? It does look at it
because look how thin it is on the sides. Like his sides of his hair are thinner.
Well, it looks like
it
looks. Yeah, he's got it tight on the sides, and it's been a little bit of gray.
You know, Letterman's head bald. If you're wondering what we're looking at. Remember David Letterman, how he had that little pooch right in the middle in the front.
And then it would recede back.
It was pulled back
and came
all around
on
in
the
here.
Side.
Right.
Yes.
So he's
Chevy
got
Chase
the,
style.
Right. He's got that kind of. Anyway, I.
Yeah, it's not an awesome look. I mean, it fit with my story I had going today. So I wanted to.
LeBron's another guy, a basketballer who struggles with that. He's losing his hair and he's tried a few different things. And a few times it's been like, oh, dear, what have you done?
You don't want to hear, oh, dear. You want to hear, wow.
Right.
That is, I'll tell you this. This is Richie McKay, Liberty University, NCAA.
Are you saying he also went with?
No, I'm just saying.
Or that he got to keep his wiener.
Here are some of the, he kept his wiener and painted his hair
on.
Exactly.
Got it.
But apparently, John Leguizamo, who was on The View talking about this, he said, I'm on Propecia, which makes your thing not work.
Huh. I got a brother that's been on that forever. It's real bad for your liver, too.
Oh, great. God,
yeah.
But at least he's got hair. Does he have full head of hair now?
Yeah. It's not bad.
Is that right?
So Propecia works.
It's not as good as mine, but it's all right.
You have a pretty solid head of hair.
Thank you.
And by solid, I mean you use a lot of product.
And bleach.
I don't bleach.
He dyes.
A little color on the top. Never heard of
actually, so there's a big star. I'll tell you next hour, but there's a big star who went from the silver fox look to brown. So what are you doing?
You know
you
what?
Think that we weren't going to notice?
I see every now and then I'll see a picture of Ringo Starr and I'm like, how did he go from grayish brown to, he has a jet black hair.
Mm.
Jet black. Like he has Jane hair.
Mm.
Okay. How old is Ringo Starr? 80?
Old. He's got to be.
Yeah.
If he has it, he's pushing.
So he's just said to himself, I don't care.
Yeah, I don't care. This is what I want to look like.
Right.
Mm. Remember when our old boss, like all of a sudden he had white hair and then he all of a sudden didn't have white hair?
Which one?
Donardo.
Oh.
No, I don't remember that.
Yeah, remember that? We went to his 50th birthday party or 60th birthday party. I can't remember which one it was.
I remember going to the party.
Right.
Because we went together.
But his wife made him. She's like, no, you know, you're too young to have fully white hair. He's like, all right, I'll do it.
He had a full. So is he's
no,
gray
he's
now.
Great. No, he's white. Just white hair. He's,
okay.
And he always looked great. When he hired us, I think he was 40 and was already fully silver.
I don't even think he was 40.
Yeah. He might've been like 38, 39.
Yeah.
I'd be white if I didn't color. Like you can see the sides. Like I'm fully white.
I'm actually really jealous of that because I stopped dyeing my hair during the pandemic. And so it's just, you know, whatever color it is. But I wish there was more. Like my brother's hair is just white. I wish I had white hair. Great. Awesome. It's like what a goddess would have, you know, trying to be a goddess these days.
Mm.
Why not?
You're not trying. You're pulling it off, lady.
Oh, you're so sweet. Woo! Thanks. Anyway, there's that. Now it's time to play a game.
Is this a game?
This is a game.
Okay.
It's so dumb. It's dumb. I get it. Even now I'm like feeling a little self-conscious about it. It's just real or fake. Just tell me. Is this real or is this fake?
This made you laugh out loud.
I was laughing
so
and laughing.
Pound the desk.
Laughing and laughing.
Laughing at herself.
Like, man, this is going to be the best game ever.
Well, because here's the thing. I got a list of funny town names.
Great.
And I went, and I thought to myself, well, I wonder if I can make up some funny town names and fool these guys. Like, I'll add my names to the list, and you guys tell me, did Sarah make it up, or is it a real town name? So real or fake, okay? Mm-hmm. These are, this is from, you know, I get that Country Life newsletter thing.
No.
Well, I've gotten a few things out of it over the years. You know, great mosquito repellents, how to make good pancakes.
Country
today,
Life.
It's like, Country Life, what? That's what it is. Look, everybody's in the country now. I'm just trying to super serve the audience. Of country fans. Here we go. The
Why are you yelling at us?
I don't know. I'm just so nervous.
What did we do?
You didn't like my game.
Your game's the best.
Okay, awesome. Now
I love it.
Somewhere.
It's already the best.
Okay. The South's most adorable city names. I named the game too. You just told me real or fake. Smut Eye, Alabama, home to Smut Eye Lake. What do you think, guys? It doesn't matter who goes first on these. Just tell me real or fake. You can say the same or you can disagree. Smut Eye, Alabama, home to Smut Eye Lake.
Fake.
Real.
That is real. Smut Eye, Alabama. How about Beaver Snatch, Oklahoma? A hunting town, mostly.
Real.
Fake.
It's fake. How about Wiener, Arkansas?
Real.
Real.
That is real. Good job. How about Muffin Gap, West Virginia?
Yeah.
It's like muffins. Muffin
real.
Gap.
That is definitely fake.
That's fake.
Oh.
How about Griddle Thicket, Florida?
Real.
Real.
Hold on a second.
No, you don't remember which ones you wrote?
I don't remember which ones I wrote. I'm pretty sure.
Griddle Thicket. It's real.
Griddle Thicket, Florida.
Yeah, real.
No, that's fake.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yeah. All right. Hope You Like It, Georgia. This it could be Hope You Like It, Georgia. Hope it's HOPEULIKIT. Hope
You Like It. Trend with Vinny's answers. I'm also gonna say real.
It's real. Hope You Like It. How about Cricklick, Georgia?
Real.
I'm gonna say that's real. Yeah.
No, that's fine.
Oh,
I was like, come on, you guys. Hope You Like It, then Cricklick. I mean, I had to go with it. How about Booger Branch, Kentucky? Is that a real name or is that a fake name for a town in Kentucky? Booger Branch, Kentucky.
Real.
Fake.
It's real.
Oh.
By the way, the score is currently 5 for Maddie and 3 for Vinny. How about Splooge Creek, Texas?
Oh, real.
Don't drink the water.
That's real.
That's fake.
That's fake.
Oh.
Splooge Creek, I mean,
is there a better name?
No, it's like the best name. Thank you for noticing. The Texas, you can use it. How about Slap Out, Oklahoma?
Fake.
Real.
That's real. How about Ketchup Town, South Carolina?
I don't want to live in America if it doesn't have a splooge, you Arkansas.
Splooge Creek. It's splooge, splooge, hold on. Splooge Creek, Texas.
Oh.
Did you like my joke? Don't drink the water. Don't.
Yeah.
You know, I missed that.
Oh, you wrote that, too?
Oh, that was a good one.
Thank you. Oh,
thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
God.
Thank you. Okay, see?
I get it now.
Ketchup Town, South Carolina. Real or fake?
Real.
Real.
Real is correct. 4-8. I don't think there's any. How about this one? Peckerwood Flats, Arkansas.
Real.
That's got to be real.
It's fake.
Ah.
Come on. How about Sweet Lips, Tennessee?
Real.
Real.
That is real. Good job. And the final one, Ding Dong, Texas.
Real.
Real.
It is real. But by a score of 10-6, Maddie.
Maddie, he's on the show. Yes, Maddie. Show
is Maddie. Woo!
Finn, look. Look over here.
He's not going to look at
you. Ah! Got him with the facial.
Oh, okay.
Got him with a facial Tennessee.
Facial Tennessee, real!
Or fake! Thank you for laughing at that, you guys. Oh, I'm so glad I got you. I thought maybe, you know, I can't believe you said the one was real. Because in a perfect world, it is real,
that's
right?
So in the world that I live in, that should be, yes.
Yeah. I did like, I liked a few of those. Here's something else I like. This is I like for you. Well, on the new Dexter show, Resurrection, yeah. mm-hmm. which is, you know, I guess, what did he do? Move to Seattle and or whatever?
He moved to the Pacific Northwest. They're not specific, but okay. he's up there in the woods. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So they're filming now. They're putting it back together. The people who are Dexter fans are so excited about this. It looks like the characters who were played by John Lithgow and Jimmy Smits are going to be back. I do not know. I thought you had said that they each had a season and maybe that they died at the end of each season.
They are easily two of the best seasons of television. The one with Smits and the one they and Lithgow is.
Yeah.
I absolutely remember you being like, you're missing out. You need to be watching Dexter. These seasons with these guys are great.
I think that it's really good TV. I think it was really good writing for a while there. There was some excellent like seasons, and then the one with Lithgow, even more so than Smits, was so good. And Smits was great too. I mean, they just
is it realistic for their characters to be coming back?
I don't remember because it's been a long time, but they could certainly come back to him in his head.
Oh.
You know, there's ways to write that in to make that part of, but I don't know. I don't remember how those ended. I always thought he had to kill them.
Yeah, I thought that was why they didn't continue on.
These are the guys that he's fighting through the whole season.
Well, they're saying here that the name of the show is Resurrection. So I guess that's what they're able to do.
So I don't know if that's, they'll just make new characters and these guys will be the actors, keep the old characters and they'll live in his head.
Did you watch the New Blood? It was a limited series. It was, you know, sort of a catch up with him before they decided to do a full spate of shows with the main character.
I don't know. I watched the season where he finds his son.
Okay, so I'm reading...
Or his son finds him, I mean. Did you watch that season?
Oh.
That's the season in the Pacific Northwest.
Okay, so that
Oregon
was...
Or...
I think that one was called New Blood.
Okay.
So they're saying that Lithgow did come back in his head in that.
Okay.
So it's possible that that's where
that's
gets...
That's what's happening.
So both characters did die on the show.
Okay, so that's the only way they'd be able to do it.
But they both have unique ways of being in the storylines. And Jimmy Smits... You're like, I think he's the DA. He's like a lawyer.
Yeah, he was.
But he gets really into Dexter. He's like, I like what you know. It's crazy. It's so fun.
What do you mean
so
he gets really into him?
He really likes Dexter, and he believes. I can't tell you anymore.
And what is Dexter's like job in this?
He works for the police. And he's a blood splatter criminologist or whatever.
Oh, perfect. So he gets to go to all the crime scenes
and look at what's happened. And he knows so much about blood.
Blood splatter is like
multiple reasons.
That's a phrase right there.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it looks like both of them are going to be back in Resurrection. They're reprising their roles in Dexter Resurrection, John Lithgow and Jimmy Smits. We've seen a few little snippets from the set as they've begun to film this, and it looks, you know what? I feel like I'm gonna. I have started Dexter at least 5 times, and I just never. It never like claws. I should really force myself to get past it.
I don't know where you're getting tripped up. He's a great actor.
He's great,
and
I love him. 6 Feet Under is one of my favorite
shows.
The
cast around him is really good, and by what is the name of? Is it Stokes?
Yeah. The sergeant.
The other cop that's like, something's up with you, man.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
like, I'm going to figure it out. And you're just all, oi. But he's a cop and has a good sniffer.
You know, coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, I have this like ethical question. I'm going to remind you about this because that's the thing about the whole Dexter format is this is a guy who is a murderer. He's a mass murderer. Is that right? Or is he a serial killer? Mass murderers all at once, right?
No, he's a serial killer. Okay.
But he has like a moral compass.
But that's the point I've said to you many times is that's good writing because you actually start to really care about Dexter. They give you his history, which is gruesome and tragic and horrific. And so all the stuff that gets pieced together by season two, you're like, run, Dexter, run.
Well, I'm going to remind you about this and your feelings about it because I have a ethical question. Somebody set out to kill someone for something that they did and they got caught and thrown in jail. But, you feel like, oh, that's kind of justified.
Oh, that first season is the doll. What do they call it?
Is it the ice pig murder or is that season two?
Which is the one with the doll killer?
A doll killer?
Is that the first season? Anyway, I liked it a lot. I can't say for sure if you might be.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. That's the first season.
The doll killer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I'm done.
What?
I know. It went by fast. The game was so fun. Thanks, you guys.
It was the best.
It was probably the best game that's ever been on the show.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much for
noticing
that.
Never heard anything like it.
Okay.
Can we play it again?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
Amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Debbie, 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 do. Ooh. It's Alice at 97.3. Thank you for listening. Happy Tuesday. Listen to our show live every day and get our full show podcast. It's all happening on the free Odyssey app.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jonas Brothers Tickets. Week, listen for the code word with at Jane Picks.
It's Jane.
At 4:05 p.m. Text that code word to our contest line 20357 and enter for your chance to win a pair of tickets to the Jonas Brothers on September 25th. At the Chase Center, courtesy of Live Nation.
Joe Bros. Excited.
Jane posted, and I didn't get to... It was early in the morning when I saw it. I checked Instagram, and was the Snow Patrol show last night?
Oh.
Do we know? She said something like, my heart stopped at 10:17 last night at the Snow Patrol. Medical emergency.
Oh.
So I don't know what they pulled out.
Yeah, that was last night, the show.
Yeah, Jane was there. She was out.
The Fox Theater.
She does do the night show or the afternoon show.
Yeah.
My life was never better than when I did afternoons in radio.
Understood.
Mm, sleep till noon, roll in around, one.
It says that
virtual seven.
The show started at 8 o'clock, and my immediate thought was, that's so late.
Oh my God, I'd already been asleep for over an hour at that point.
What?
Oh, good. You went down and
I did. Oh,
me too.
Yeah,
I didn't go at 7, but I yes.
Yeah,
the lack of the night before makes last night like a dream.
I started reading. You know, it's one of those things where you're reading, and you just keep reading the same chapter over and over. I mean, not the same chapter, the same paragraph, and you just okay. This is
a waste of time.
I'm still waiting for something to happen in that book.
What are you doing? One page a day? Yeah.
They're talking. The alien and the guy are talking.
Yeah.
Right?
That's where, I mean, they've been talking for...
Okay, don't spoil it. Don't say the name of the book right now because I don't want anyone to know what the...
Can you try and double your pace and go 2 pages a day? Good Lord, man.
I mean, I would think, you don't have a dog to walk. When you would be doing that, sit down on the couch and read it. You're getting a dog.
Oh, you're already getting a dog?
Not yet, no.
But he's going to. He's like, read or get a dog. I'll get a dog.
Yeah.
Dogs rule, but they are, and you know this, so I don't have to tell you, but they're a lot of responsibility.
Mm-hmm. They're huge. There's no taking off for the weekend with dogs.
I know, Dad. I know. I'll have to take it out. I promise I will.
Mm-hmm. I'm not talking to you. You have dogs. I'm talking to the rest of the world who are like, wouldn't a dog
be
great?
So great? It looks so good on my Instagram.
It would be great if you're willing to do all the stuffs.
Yeah. There's a lot of stuffs to do.
Here's where we begin real quick. The VTA strike in San Jose continues. Yeah. We're going on 2 weeks almost. The VTA offers a new contract and the union says, how dare you? So we're not there yet.
Okay.
The strike continues. The new offer includes an 11% raise over 3 years, going up 4% for 2 years and 3 for 1, the last year of the deal. Anyway, they're not into it. One of the things they mention here is overtime, which is for a lot of people, maybe the most important thing.
Right. You can make so much money.
It's a big deal to be able to go do, you know, oh, I can make that extra money for Christmas presents if I can do get a little OT. And there's always that guy who doesn't need to be at work and is like, yeah, oh yeah, you can take my shift.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
Oh, it's great. It would be great.
So let's hope that they get that sorted out because I think the sticking point right now is OT.
I'm pro union and I feel like whatever it takes to let somebody have one job to feed their family and put their time in and then be able to have a life.
Agreed.
One job should be enough.
Oh, did I mention hot again today? Did I say that?
You did. And
it will be hot again today.
As hot? It was hot.
It'll be what I'm seeing is a couple degrees hotter.
Oh.
And it was well over 80 at my house.
Water stuff at my house.
Well over.
Really?
It wasn't over 80 where you live?
No.
Yeah, it was over 80 at my house.
We definitely hit 80, but I seriously doubt it was anywhere.
I'm looking 86, I bet, yesterday. I'm sure San Jose and Napa and Walnut Creek saw the same.
Those are the usual suspects.
A United Airlines flight from LA to Shanghai had to turn around over the Pacific on Saturday because the pilot forgot his passport.
Oh.
It was already set to be a 14-hour flight. They turned around about an hour and 45 minutes in.
Oh, there's just nothing for it.
Then they landed in San Francisco to swap out the crew because that guy. They got to San Francisco about 3 hours after taking off from LA. Passengers were told there'd be a crew-related issue, or there'd been a crew-related issue, but they didn't hear about the passport thing until later. Well, that's smart to keep that under your hat.
I don't know. Sometimes keeping things under your hat is your undoing.
You don't think if you were on that flight and you heard the pilot, the guy driving the ship, forgot his freaking passport and has delayed this, all of us.
Look, we're all mad. We're all going to be mad about it no matter what it is. I think you got to get now. Imagine you've been bitching about this for however long, solid. And then you find out after the fact that it's that. Now you're like, why don't you just tell me?
Well, you could be mad after the fact, but in the fact.
Oh, you're saying if they announce it on the plane, now there's a riot.
Oh, there's pitchforks and flaming sticks.
Okay. You know what? Wow, you've got a point.
What do they call those? Torches?
Yep, flaming.
Matches?
Some people call them torches.
Matches above their head.
Many people are saying flaming sticks.
I'm sorry, everyone. I couldn't find the word.
Coming with the flaming stick.
Taking this crap up in the moment.
With the pointy farm implement and the flaming stick.
The hay thing.
The hay heaver. You know,
Thank God I got this through security.
It's a hay chucker.
I knew I was going to need this pitchfork. Anyway.
A pitchfork and a flaming stick.
I'm sorry, everyone. It's a torch. I know better.
No, it's great. Now we have new names for things.
They waited around for 5 hours before finally taking off again. Oh. They ended up landing in Shanghai about 6 hours late. United reportedly gave each passenger a $15 meal voucher for their trouble.
Oh,
you feel
generous.
Really good about that?
Mm.
Is that good?
Well, I mean, what are the prices there?
What is that?
Maybe that's
is
a steak
that
dinner.
A drink?
You know, not at SFO, it isn't.
Here's another pilot situation. A pilot was forced to make an emergency landing because a passenger wouldn't stop flicking his lighter.
Oh.
This is that obnoxious guy who...
Snick.
Don't tell me my job.
Mm.
A pilot was forced to make an emergency landing on a flight from Kansas City to Phoenix recently. It was because a passenger kept going...
Was it actually lighting?
Yeah.
So open flame on a plane?
When a flight attendant asked him, stop that. Give me that lighter. He refused. So the pilot said, okay, sorry, everyone. The guy who won't give up the lighter is the reason that we have to go land. And the passenger was removed by law enforcement. Glad you made that stand, buddy.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
You think it was a Bic or a Zippo? Like he's flipping a Zippo.
Well, I love the smell of the Zippo. You know, you flick it.
Either way.
Is it butane?
I love you're going to reroute this whole plane because you need to keep doing that?
Oh, right. That's bad. Don't you want a jerk?
But it is kind of cool.
It's not.
Flipping your Zippo.
They're collectible, you know.
I did learn to do this.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's not that cool, though, because then you still have to do this to light it. And it's just, it's not one motion. You open it in one motion.
Mm.
But you still got to.
I'm so sorry. I mean.
It's not as cool as you. I got worked on it and then
don't
went,
worry, you were
it's
so,
still like a two-step thing.
Oh, it was
you were
cool.
So cool, though.
That's cool. I mean, know the same trick, and I think it's cool.
People were always talking about it.
I love that trick.
Oh, all right.
How cool that was.
No, they're not.
No, they are. Like standing around in circles, like, oh, my God.
You know what? You want to hear something
weird?
Motion? Just last night, I was texting. I have a bunch of friends that I used to party with when I was a kid, like college aged.
Yeah.
And I don't really see them anymore because I don't party anymore and they still do.
Ah.
But I talk.
Not all of them.
No, but Billy and I definitely retired.
From that.
But it was cool. I got to text with some of those friends and they were like, just really, we haven't talked. And they were, bro, I miss you so much. I think about you all the time. Every time I call some lady Regretta, I laugh and think of you. Like, it was funny to hear the things that they've latched onto after
all these years,
many, many years. Yeah. But
what did you do? Have a Zoom with like a bunch of your friends?
No, it was a text thread that was started by a friend and I was in on it. And normally I just read it and don't.
Right.
But I commented and then someone said, who's the 415? And then they went, that's Hassan. And then it was. And then it.
Yeah, that's it's always like when you get the text thread that has a bunch of numbers on it that you don't recognize. You're like, do I drop out of this conversation or?
Normally, I just don't participate, but I actually had a moment of just real joy, like that friendship.
That's great.
Sort of, God, I miss those guys.
Too bad you can't get together for a party.
No,
huh?
We cannot. That is not going to happen. But I did. It was a neat moment. Friendship. It's good stuff.
It's pretty good.
How about mushrooms? You like them?
Depends. What kind of mushrooms are we talking about?
The Colorado psychedelic mushroom experiment has arrived. Colorado regulators are issuing licenses for providing psychedelic mushrooms and are planning to authorize the state's first healing centers where mushrooms can be ingested under supervision, and it'll begin late this spring.
You're tripping, yo.
Or by early summer.
So can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
I don't know if this is in that story. Isn't Oakland like its own little island of psilocybin health use?
I thought psilocybin had been decriminalized, but not legalized. And this is similar to that. They say the state regulated, it's happening in Oregon and Colorado.
Okay.
And this will be the first time they're doing this. Because
people need help. But this country is so wacky right now that it's just like, you know what? I just needed to trip for a few hours. Can I have a safe place to do that? I need to get away. Another planet.
Psychedelic mushrooms and their psychoactive compound, psilocybin, have the potential to treat people with depression and anxiety, including those unresponsive to other medications or therapy. I want to be very careful how I word this.
I just spit it out.
I liked mushrooms.
Oh.
Yeah.
I haven't done them. The group of guys I was just talking about, those are the guys I did mushrooms with.
Yeah.
I haven't done them since. But I liked them. Yeah. We had fun. And they were reasonable. The times that I took LSD were 12 to 15 hour. Like multi-layered adventures where you would go, this is never going to end.
Am I ever going to be normal again?
I'm tired. I've been running. I lost my clothes. I have an ice plant in my butt cheeks for some reason. What is happening? And then I just stare at a fish tank for the rest of the night till it's over.
Oh.
Anyway, that's too much. But what I'm saying is mushrooms were a much milder version of that type of.
How much mushrooms did you have to eat, though? The one time I never tripped. I didn't do a lot of that at all. The the one time I had like just a little nibble, I was like, eh, it's so gross. I don't know.
It is gross.
And I thought, you know, am I not? I don't know. Eat like a bunch of it, right?
It depends on the strength of the mushrooms.
Do you mix it into something? Like,
you can make tea with it, or you can mix it in with peanut butter, or just suck them down. By the way, in Oakland, there is actually a church that you can take mushrooms.
The Church of the Magic Mushroom.
The Church of the Entheogenetic. Entheogenic.
Okay.
So that's what they're doing in Oakland with the mushrooms.
They say the psychedelic treatments in Oregon are kind of expensive and likely to be the same in Colorado. But if this is something that you're interested in, you may want to keep an eye on this because this is just the start of if it works.
Yeah. Right. Even if the whole placebo effect, like if this helps somebody get through their day, lift some depression, like we're all so scared right now. Like this might be the answer. That's all these people who do the microdosing, you know, with LSD.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah,
maybe there's a way we could all just like add a little color and funkiness to our lives and just be like, you know what? It's all good. It's fine. Don't worry about it. Let's go listen to a Dead record.
I could see that being useful in micro doses because, like I said, the one hit version of it is 12 hours long, and it's way too much.
No, it does seem like too much. It's true. You just want a little taint of that on you.
Taint?
You heard me.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's some of the stuff you guys had to say. Mushroom microdosing is huge in the PTSD field.
Oh.
Has helped so many people.
I think we've heard that.
If they're finding good ways to put this to use and it's helping people, I think that's amazing.
Yes.
And certainly there are people who, I read about it all the time. There are people who still regularly take LSD or regularly take mushrooms. And I think, you know, it doesn't seem to be the kind of thing you could get addicted to because it's just too much to do on a regular basis. I think. Are there people addicted to mushrooms?
I've never heard of anybody being addicted to mushrooms, but I know people.
There probably are, though.
Triple
people
I.
who are just like, I need that.
I'm right, sure. You can get addicted to anything.
Can you?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think you went on a 6-month run of NyQuil, didn't you?
Oh, that is true. But that's actually got alcohol in it, so that could be. Plus, I'm addicted to sleep.
Cough drops?
Yeah, cough drops.
Nothing in those.
Well, I'm just saying you can get.
But, right, so there is nothing, and now you're addicted to them.
415 says, I love your show. All day yesterday, I thought about the Jewish man circumcised chaunch from the 6:30 break.
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
Happy to help.
Yeah, that was good. That's pretty fun.
Wait, Jewish people are circumcised?
They are.
Oh, they are. They are. Okay.
In fact,
so is everyone else. How's that different than anything?
No, not everybody. There's a big trend away from it. My doctor, who was Jewish, goes, you shouldn't get your kid circumcised.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
And I was like, well, I'm going to, because I know stuff about wieners. And I said, well, I'm going to do it. And he goes, well, I did it for my son because I'm Jewish, but you shouldn't do it. I'm like,
he actually said, don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And so you had to tell him, I'm sorry, doctor.
No, he wasn't my pediatrician. So I said to my pediatrician, I was kind of feisty about it. And she goes, whatever you want. I don't care. It's fine. I'll do it or I won't. Whatever you tell me. I'm like, oh, the lack of judgment is flooring me. But he was like, no, round of sausage. Let's get that out of there. Just go around the sausage.
I don't know. It seems to me all the girls out there in the world going, where's the beef? I my answer is, well, some of it got thrown away when I was born.
Oh,
it's kind of bummed about
it.
What?
Nothing.
Did you just say to me?
Thank
you. I mean, you don't cut some of that off.
Yes, you do.
No, you don't.
You do. It's better. I mean, look, I get it. Maybe there are people who are like, ooh, funk. Let's try that out. Wow. I want to ask, but I not allowed.
707 says, doesn't it seem like they could have just kept the pilot on the plane? No, it sounds like it's actually really important to have your passport when you're an international pilot.
Yeah.
And going to China.
If you want to get off the plane. If you're just going to stay on the plane, I guess you'd be fine.
I don't know.
I don't know either. Yeah, you know what? Dude, never do that again. I wonder if he gets, does he get fined or something? Like, what happens to you if you as a worker of that airline create such an incredible delay? I wonder what that would be like.
I think you'd be in big trouble.
Right. Like a suspension, like, or a pay cut.
You'd be written up, whatever that means.
Right. This is going on your permanent record.
Yeah.
Okay. Who sees that? I guess maybe the cops.
Your next job would see it when they try to hire you. And
oh, I see.
You know.
I don't plan on having a next job, so I'm not worried about it. Put it all on my permanent record.
They go, we might need to promote this guy to, you know, I don't know, Master General or whatever.
Oh, Master General.
What the next level of pilot is. And then they go, this guy.
Pilot Master General.
No, I don't know.
He's forgetful.
This guy wants to go from co-pilot to pilot? I don't think so.
Oh, Master General. So there's like, that's the name of the...
I don't know.
We all know co-pilot, but
I don't know.
No, it's good. I'm into it. And there are definitely professional commercial airline pilots out there going, yeah, Master General. Have a good flight today. Have a safe flight.
408.
Or madam.
Man, you are extra today.
Thank you. Wow. Thanks. Take it out.
Oh, you want it?
No, I don't want it
out. Sure you don't want it?
Let's leave it in.
Take it out.
Keep it to yourself. Don't take it out.
Wait, I'm really torn here. We are really confusing me. These mixed messages, always with you ladies. Okay, mixed messages.
We're sorry.
Take it out or leave it in? What do you want?
Jen and Pedro plus George Clooney stuff after this.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.